Town of Garner Town Council Meeting of November 20th, 2018.
Clerk, call the roll.
Mayor Williams.
Here.
Mayor Proton Washburn.
Present.
Councilmember Behringer.
Here.
Councilmember Kennedy.
Here.
And Councilmember Singleton.
Here.
Councilmember Johns is not going to be present this evening.
I'm going to call on Councilmember Buck Kennedy, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by an invocation. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated.
If you would, join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this Thanksgiving season and the advent of the coming Christmas season. We're thankful for the gift of life, eternal, and the gift of service. Truly, we are blessed, and thankfully, this is a season of Thanksgiving. We invoke your presence here tonight to be with us, to guide us, instill in us a discerning mind, a kind heart, and do things that are pleasing and best intentions for the town of Garner and its citizens, and do things that would be keeping in your will. Bless those that are in various stations of life that protect us and our liberties and our families and our possessions. We pray for those that have illnesses, have lost loved ones, that are hurting in all kinds of manner. We ask for healing and a kind and supporting hand to those and their loved ones. And again, we ask and invite your presence here with us this night. For these things, we'll be grateful, and we pray these things in your son's name. Amen.
Okay, next is petitions and comments. That is time on the agenda for anyone to address the council on the item not on the agenda. Mr. Jackson, go to the podium, state your name and address.
Thank you, Mayor Williams. Darren Jackson, 1525 Cricket Road, Raleigh. I came tonight just to say thank you to the mayor and the town council. It has been my privilege the last 10 years to represent the town of Garner in North Carolina General Assembly. With the last election and the changes in the district lines, I will no longer be one of Garner's representatives in the General Assembly. And I just wanted to tell you, when I first got appointed to this seat, a representative, Deborah Ross, told me I was going to love representing Garner. She said, they're not going to call you all the time. They're not going to call you for petty stuff. They're only going to call you when they need something, and they're going to be very reasonable folks. And I found that to be true. We had some good victories with things like the Red Route and things of that nature, but I have just really thoroughly enjoyed working with each and every one of you. Our former Carton Watkins and now Roddy Dickerson, my neighbor. And I'm going to miss representing Garner. It's a great town. I encourage you all to continue on the path that you have charted. And I hope that even though I don't represent any Garner precincts anymore, that if you need anything in the future, you'll feel free to give me a call.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
Come back anytime.
And thanks for coming to events like the Vendors Memorial you were at the other day. You've been a faithful attendee of that. I've been along with a lot of others.
Okay, the adoption of the agenda.
Mayor, I'd like to propose a couple of three changes, please.
All right.
Under old business, I'd like to add an item for regarding reappointments to the Garner Fire and Rescue. And then I'd like to add two closed sessions. We already have one on land acquisition. I'd like to add another regarding land acquisition, and this being at 607 through 613 East Garner Road. And a second closed session for a personnel matter. I don't think either one of them should take all that long, but the timing is such that we need to go ahead and get these addressed. And with that, I'll wait and see if there's anybody else got any other suggestions, some amendments to the agenda. With that being, apparently being none, I move we approve the agenda as revised.
There's a first and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Joe Stellens. Economic Development Annual Report. Welcome, Joe.
Mayor and Town Council, it's a pleasure to be before you this evening to deliver the Town of Garner's Economic Development Department's annual report. It always kind of creeps up on you. The year goes by quick. But I hope after this presentation, we still continue with that feeling of Thanksgiving, because 2018 was a, still continues to be, but this past fiscal year was a great year for our community. And I'll show you a few stats that the department keeps that helps boast that. The other thing is, you all should have a copy of the printed version of our annual report. I would encourage you all to please look through this. There's a lot of information in here that won't necessarily be on our slideshow this evening, but this report will be made available to the public on our website under the annual reports section. So saying that, we'll jump right into it. We collect community snapshot data throughout the year to help us kind of benchmark ourselves from previous years, and this is just a few statistics that we kind of update as we go along. And I think one of the biggest announcements or biggest things to take away from this is our estimated population. We have finally crested that 30,000 mark. I believe we're probably looking at 31-plus thousand residents in our community with a lot more growth to occur over the next couple of years. Also, the unemployment rate, while I have it there at 3.5%, which was a number that was provided, I looked today before I came down here at some local estimated unemployment rates, and with it being seasonally unadjusted, we're looking more like 2.83%. That shouldn't be of any great surprise, considering that we're entering into the holiday season. A lot of folks are finding part-time work or going back to work full-time in the retail sector to help with the looming Christmas buying spree that will probably take place. The other thing that's of particular note is the rise in growth in our tax base. We can continually see a healthy growth of that, a large portion or significant portion being residential, but also growth in our commercial and industrial sectors that we're seeing not only, you know, not in just one location in our community, in our traditional and, you know, more mature industrial parks, but throughout our community. New spaces are being added. Old space, old vacant space is being taken down and repurposed. And that is something that I think we all can be proud of and look forward to those spaces being redeveloped and built out over the next year or two. This year marked what I would consider a banner year for Garner. We saw what will become two of Garner's newest, largest employers and taxpayers come to our community with the announcement of Amazon just a few short months ago, and their $200 million investment in 1,500 jobs, but also the repurposing of the Kmart building, which was a 171,000 square foot facility that was nearly vacant with only one tenant left in there. That has been purchased, and we had the announcement of Baker Roofing's corporate headquarters located there this spring. But also there were other wins. Forward Air, which took an existing space off Management Way and took down 60,000 square feet, and Ferguson Fire Division, which took down another 60,000 square feet in Greenfield North. Martin Marietta will have their aggregate testing facility placed in Greenfield South, and construction is currently taking place there now for that new building. So all this to say and kind of reiterate what I've already said is that we are seeing continued investment in our community. We're seeing vacant spaces taken and repurposed. There is some influx of companies coming in and out, but it seems as if whenever they do come out, their space is repurposed relatively quickly. So a lot to be proud of, and certainly this year has marked, I believe what the mayor said, a new era of prosperity in our community, and we have a lot to be thankful for after these major wins this past year. When it comes to business and business attraction, we keep stats on the number of projects or RFIs, requests for information that come to the office, as well as the value of those, the number of jobs that would be created, and the types of projects that are coming through the office. And there's a few statistics for you that kind of shows what we have seen throughout this past fiscal year. And really, I think, you know, some of the big takeaways from this past year is the increase in activity that the office has seen, over 20% increase from last year, and also the types of projects that come that the department is seeing coming through. It has also increased, especially in the manufacturing sector. I think last year kind of made mention of this idea of reshoring of manufacturing jobs back from overseas to the United States, and I think these statistics kind of hold true to that, that we continue to see new interest from manufacturers that may have moved away from the United States looking back to the U.S. to reshore their businesses, as well as instability in foreign markets, rising costs of labor, and just sheer construction costs around the globe is also offering opportunities for companies who wouldn't necessarily look at the United States in the past to give us a second chance. Things like Brexit, where you have uncertainty in the European market, is driving companies to look at us as an opportunity to place some manufacturing facilities in our community. Below, you'll see kind of some breakdowns of projects that we received from last year and this year. And like I said, really the proof is in the pudding and in the statistics when it comes to what we are seeing in the market. I hope that we will continue to see reshoring and manufacturing coming back to the United States. And I hope that our community here stands to gain from that, and we continue to get as many looks as we've gotten in the past. Attraction is one of the, you know, one of the hallmarks of economic development. However, business retention also remains a fundamental part of what we do on a daily basis in the Economic Development Department. And here is some statistics on our business retention and expansion program. As you can see, we visited 20 companies, and out of that 20 companies, of those 20 companies, about 20% reported they had plans to expand. While it's difficult to collect data, especially locally economic data, on how companies are doing in Garner because of our size, often we're, you know, kind of grouped in with the Raleigh MSA or the county, through these business retention and expansion visits, we're able to kind of get a temperature, a pulse, on how our business community is doing here locally. So seeing that, you know, 20% of them are planning new expansions and the amount of money they're looking to expand helps us kind of gauge how the local economy is doing. The other thing I would point out is that the jobs that companies reported are wanting to add continues to remain strong. And that's, you know, like many places, contributing to our low unemployment rate. However, because of that low unemployment rate and because of that need from local companies to hire new talent, we have engaged in the Trojan Career Prep Program for our local high school. And now because we have two high schools, we're working with South Garner High as well. But the Trojan Career Prep Program now in its second year continues to show results. We continue to help students that aren't military college bound find employment opportunities in our community and work with those students to help craft their skills, whether it's mock interviews or resume writing or dressing for success, things of that nature to help them prepare for the job market after high school. A few of the specific students that we helped through this program are located in your brochure, and VSC Fire has been a huge proponent of what we're doing there. And has actually hired, I believe, two of the students from South Garner, or excuse me, from Garner Magnet High School. Also, you can look at why companies choose to locate in Garner and why they continue to stay here. And much like last year, we are seeing that location really is driving a lot of the reasons why companies choose our community to locate their business in the state. Area Development Magazine, an economic development publication, produces a list, a top 10 list of reasons why companies choose one location over the other. And, you know, one of the two tops consistently throughout the years has always been accessibility to labor markets and road infrastructure, of which Garner is well positioned. So we continue to see location as being a driving factor, the economy and our growth here in Garner and the greater Raleigh Triangle area also continues to play a part in why companies choose our community and why they choose to continue to stay here. We began keeping real estate market data this past year to kind of help us better understand what's occurring in our different sectors throughout the local Garner economy. And here are just a few statistics on the four main real estate indices that we look at: retail, office, industrial, and flex. And overall, I think, you know, one of the main takeaways from, you know, looking at this data is that vacancies are down, lease rates are up. Even though we have seen some givebacks in our community with the exiting of Kroger and other retailers, we still see a low vacancy rate. We still see lease rates, low vacancy rates and lease rates rising. So while there is some shifting in our local market, I would still say that the market is healthy and that we are adding companies and that we are able to turn those vacant spaces back over into productive spaces in short time. We hope that this will continue, but as all things, we know that the market will fluctuate, and so we will continue to track this data and report back to you all on how our local real estate market is looking and comparing to others in our general area. One thing that I didn't include this evening, but will be included in the report from our downtown development manager, is the creation and beginning of GearWorks, which is our entrepreneurial space in downtown, and our first tenant, Operation 36, the technology company that is located there. And Mari will expand upon that and all the great things that she is doing in downtown to continue to help support the economic development efforts in that area. So that is what I have before you this evening. Like I said, there's a lot of data and other information here in your brochure that I hope that you all will take a look at. But overall, fiscal year 18 has been a great year for the town of Garner.
Question?
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for your work.
Yeah, I'd like to just make a couple of comments, Mayor, if I could. Joe, it's been my pleasure to serve with you in my position as a town councilman, and I've always admired your spunk and you, the way you go after things. But in particular, I would thank you in my role on the Garner Economic Development Corporation. We worked together for many months on the old ConAgra site that we can now proudly refer to as the Amazon site, and the good work that you put in on that, along with others, but certainly your leadership to the GDC resulted in success in marketing that, and we now have a site out there that hopefully we can all be proud of. So thank you for your leadership and for all the hard work you did. Anyone else?
Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to say this report, it seems to be nothing but good news, and I just would like to reiterate that a lot of that good news is because of your efforts and your commitment, and we appreciate that.
Thank you very much. And certainly it is not just me alone. John Hodges, you know, serves on the GDC as well and is an instrumental part. And I honestly can't take credit for any of the graphics or creative design work you see in that brochure. That was Mari. I provide the data, and she just makes me look good. So she does an amazing job year in and year out, and she's doing a lot of wonderful things in downtown. I think it's adding a lot of value to our community. But thank you all. Thank you all for your opportunity to work here and try to make a difference. And I hope that 19 will be as good as 18 was. All right. Thank you all.
Keep up the good work. Consent agenda. Anybody going to make a motion on the consent agenda?
Don't have anything on that plan, Mr. Mayor, I believe.
Okay, that's good. All right, we got a public hearing. Mr. Attorney, this matter was tabled. Mm-hmm. How do we...
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I believe the proper thing to do to announce the resumption of the hearing in the conditional use rezoning CUDZ 1804 and conditional use subdivision CUP SB 18-02 Avenue White Oak, and basically just state that the comments made last time about the proceedings and testimony and sworn testimony and that sort of thing all apply tonight, and I don't know if the applicant is planning on presenting any new, where's Ms. Maddox hiding down there? Okay, y'all are going to present more evidence. So I guess it would be appropriate just to say, okay, we just call upon you all to do it.
Great.
It is a public hearing.
Good evening. Excuse me, Mr. Mayor and members of the council.
Good evening.
Isabel Maddox. Here tonight is Richard Stockett of Garner Road Partners, LLC, and Ron Hendricks, our professional engineer of Piedmont Land Design. Last meeting, in Mr. Attorney, you correct me if I'm going in the wrong direction, but we talked about there are two matters that you're considering at the same time. One is a legislative rezoning. The other is a quasi-judicial conditional use site plan. And so we basically were considering them sort of in an interwoven basis. And you all had some comments about appearance issues, and we wanted to go back and look and see what we could do to improve our case. We did go back. We sharpened our pencils a little bit, and I want to show you this was the graphic that we showed you last time, and I think it was well received. There were some comments that our conditions did not really require that product, and so we did go back and look at our conditions, and we think strengthened those a good bit. We've added in your packets, you should see a redlined version of those conditions. It's up on the screen right now. You'll see that we have added a requirement that rather than three architectural accents, we would have four. And we've added to the list of accents that we might add relating to the type of roof, the surrounds around the doors and windows in the garage doors, et cetera. We also have provided that in the townhouse group, each unit in each townhouse unit will have at least 64 square feet of masonry, brick, stone, or masonry, except there could be one unit that doesn't have that brick within a six unit building group. And to show you an idea of what that might look like, I have this graphic. And we've agreed that if we do have one of those units that doesn't have any masonry, we'll have at least two types of sidings. And you can see in this unit here, you've got the vertical siding on the gable up top and the horizontal siding in this location over here. So we think that's a nice looking unit. And if you can just use your imagination to integrate that with that picture, you'll sort of have a flavor of what you would get. We have also added a condition that on end units, we have at least two types of siding, as well as a trim band to add some visual interest on the end units. And most end units won't really be visible from the street to the casual driver by or walker by. For the most part, they're 6 feet apart, so the only person who's going to see those ends are people cutting the grass. There are a few end units that could be more visible than others, but for the most part, it's a really narrow separation between those units. As we indicated last week, there is a dog park to be provided as well as community gathering space. So we think we have improved the look of these units. There will be a rich pedestrian experience. We will add to the housing stock of Garner's growing population. These units will be close to schools and major employers. We'll add jobs and tax base. We will address that missing middle housing type that Garner and really all communities need today. Will be very close to the Amazon distribution center, and there's an employment center designated on Garner's comprehensive plan. Within a few feet of that employment center. This has been deemed to be consistent with the Garner Ford comprehensive plan and transportation plan. area, the comp plan designates this area as medium density residential, allows it for 5 units. As we heard last time, this will be 4.8 units per acre. I think the previous comp plan also designated this as medium density. And there are several of your projects that have been approved in the recent year or two, all of which have had a higher density than this project. So we think this is in a great location for townhouses because of its proximity to roads, employment center, schools. It does, as staff has told you, it does satisfy all the requirements of the UDO, and the Planning Commission unanimously recommended approval. The staff has recommended approval, and with that, we're available for questions. If you have any specific questions, we're glad to answer those.
I have. This may have been mentioned at our previous meeting, but if it was, I've forgotten. What will be the unit sale prices out there, or the range? Do you think? That's point.
I'll call Mr. Stockett to address that question.
The range will be from 215.
Okay, thank you. If it was mentioned, I'd forgotten what it was going to be. That's all I have for now. Anyone else?
Yes. Ms. Maddox, on the screen we have now is the original rendering. I was trying to get a feel for, I can pretty well figure out how much 64 square feet is, but could you, would anybody have any guess as to how, just with the unit in the middle that's got some stone on it around the garage doors, and could anybody give me a feel for how many square feet that is?
Probably less than 64, but if I
think there's
stone inside
the porch.
Yeah, there.
Okay. That gives me the relative look, so. And I was reading through, and where is likely the vinyl to be used? Is that still be used on the front and or side? But let me just stop. Where will the vinyl now
yes,
be used?
The siding will be vinyl.
On the end panels?
Yeah.
I was...
But we have, as you will remember, we have committed to the higher gauge of vinyl. 0.04.
I'm looking at number 10 of the conditions. Should I be looking there or elsewhere?
Number 7E is the minimum gauge of 0.045.
Yes, ma'am. I just don't see where it calls for being used.
Well, vinyl siding will be used throughout. And much of what you see in that picture is vinyl, but I think it's a nice look.
Okay. Y'all have done what we requested. It looks like I'm just trying to still get a better understanding so that when it goes up, I won't be surprised. So under 70, yes, it calls for if vinyl siding is used. I was looking at 10, and it says the side facades
will include at least two types. And by types, we mean really the way it looks, board and batten, which is more the vertical, horizontal lap siding, or shake siding. Any of those could be out of the vinyl material.
So as to give it some stability and more of a decorative look, and to take out the long runs that tend then to wrinkle.
it will be a wave. It will be broken up by having multiple types of siding and a trim board running between the different types.
Is that on that sixth? If there's a unit that has six, if there's a building that has six units, what was it about that sixth unit?
Well, one out of six can be all siding without any brick.
One
out of six. And this would be an example, the one on the screen here. And
if it's only five in a group.
One out of each building, I'm sorry. So if it's a four-unit building, one out of that building can be a siding unit, pure siding, no brick. But you can see this one, this is the piece of the unit right here, and this is the piece of it right here. That's one unit. So you see there's no brick, but you see how it marries pretty well with the other units.
Just trying to clarify. Appreciate y'all making those changes.
Ms. Marks, as I recall, this is going to be a three-phase project that would build out and sell out. The goal is between 2.5 and 3.5 years.
Four phases.
Four phases.
And we would expect it to go approximately 2.5 years.
2.5 to 3.5 years, right? That's what you said.
2.5 to 3 years.
Okay. I think we also mentioned at the last meeting, matter of fact, I'm sure we did, but I want to make sure it's y'all do understand that we're looking at a piece of property adjacent to you. And yes, it'll if we purchase it and develop it as expected, it will it's likely to be it certainly can be used for a park, and we wanted you to know that's we'll certainly be respectful of our neighbors, but wanted you to know that's likely what's coming.
Yeah, of course that would be an amenity to this development. So that
our sewer treatment plant will.
What is that, a pumping station?
That's correct.
Where will it discharge to?
Up back, up the hill, and ties into that line.
When you go to the podium, we need to record.
It's pumped up the hill, ties into the line on Garner Road, and then goes down through some of those neighborhoods off of Garner Road.
But it won't be a whole lot of capacity coming out of that, what we would use it for, but that's fine. That's encouraging.
And one other thing I'd like to address is your concern about the wavy siding. We're using the 0.046 siding, which is considerably thicker. And where you see a lot of the wavy siding is the bottom end siding. And this is above that. So it's more of a rigid product.
Good. Yeah, it's that's what people will see at the first glance. And that first glance is...
I agree. But, you know, a lot of it goes back to the quality of the building. I've seen an awful lot of wavy siding. This hardboard siding. It's because they didn't get their studs straight.
I understand what you're saying. I've seen
council member
tried to put down the design flooring in a lot square room.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
Have you built something like this in other areas of Wake County? I was trying to remember if this was mentioned before either.
Yes. This product is out of Briar Creek.
Briar Creek, yeah.
And it's also out in Durham, close to South Point.
All right. Thank you. Any more comments or questions for the council? Anyone in the audience?
Let's ask Jeff, if you don't mind coming back up. You obviously must be satisfied that with the in where we were going at the last meeting, that all of that our the issues that we've raised have been addressed, and you're satisfied and with the end product and the recommendation to approve this project.
We had a good discussion about how to break up some of the architectural features, and I think they did a good job of doing that and actually getting those to a point where what you see up there now, I think, will be very close. The standards will insist on what you see. We did also talk about the end units. I echoed the waviness and the long expanses of running vinyl, but to that end, they have at least committed to two different types of siding on the end of the units and some decorative trim board on there as well, so it won't just be one large blank wall of one type of siding. And then, like Mr. Stock had alluded to, the gauge will also be thicker. That should help with that, alleviating the waviness, assuming again that the studs are straight and the like. But
good.
Bill, are we ready for a motion?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, counsel.
And I believe we start with the rezoning motion first. Is that correct? Mayor, I'm prepared to move that the town council accept staff statements regarding zoning consistency of the comprehensive growth plan, which is detailed in section 5 of this report, as our own. And I therefore further move that the town council accept the recommendation of the planning commission and adopt ordinance number, I believe it's 3935. Did I get that right? Approving rezoning request CUD Z1804.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Call the discussion. All in favor, vote by saying aye. All opposed. Now we need a motion on the CUP, right?
I'll move that we approve CUP SB 1802 Avenue at White Oak. Application being complete and in compliance, including the three conditions of the standard conditions and then forced with four conditions specific to the project.
Second.
Motion made and second. Further discussion. All in favor, vote by saying aye.
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 All opposed. Yeah. Under new and old business, Mr. Kennedy.
Yes, sir. It is that time of the year to recommend the either new board members to the fire board or for the reappointment. And I think this may have been on a previous agenda, and we had two recommendations that was wound up being delayed, and I'd go back to the original recommendation. And it occurs to me now that I'm taking it out of your bailiwick, Ken, but if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and with it and recommend we reappoint Jeanette Stevens and Joe Sample for their two-year terms.
Anybody else nominated?
I don't have a problem with that. Yeah.
Well, let's have a motion.
Did you make that in the form of a motion?
Well, I'll move to reappoint Ms. Jeanette Stevens and Mr. Joe Sample to the GVFR.
Second.
Motion made, second. Further discussion. All in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. All right. Committee reports. Mr. Manager.
I don't have my notes with me, but one of the things I think we had the Public Works Committee meeting this morning, and coming to you shortly will be a new recommendation regarding our allocation policy, essentially based on several discussions of the same along the same nature of how to modify, adjust, support our current water and sewer allocation policy. We may be more of a problem to ourselves than in the midst of trying to help ourselves, we may be a little bit more detrimental than we had anticipated. We've got ample capacity. The capacity is growing, has been growing a little bit greater than the percentage that we're getting from Raleigh. The developers have multiple times expressed their desire to have a larger number of building units allocated each year. And there will be, when staff gets the wording to it, they'll be coming back with a rather significant change that will be essentially for the 2-year period until March of 2021 to let this that we suspend the cap allocation for each year, and that we but in the meantime we get certain reports that keeps us abreast of where how our capacity is being used, and then if that needs to be reevaluated, it'll be reevaluated ongoing, but particularly at the end of that 2-year period, and see if there's any other significant change that needs to be made. Staff will get through with the details, but that's the gist of it. Just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Very good.
Ken, you want to follow up on the fire department MOU?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Kennedy. We had our meeting today. It was a good meeting, and today's focus was on, and we had HR there, was focused on comparing benefits that currently the town offers and that the fire department offers, and comparing those as relates to particularly medical benefits, insurance, and others as well. Obviously, there are some differences there and some things to work through, but Matt did a good job, I think, of leading us through that process, and I don't think we've come across anything that's insurmountable, but there are some issues to be worked out there. We will continue to meet and probably refocus after the holidays and get back on a regular schedule. We've been a little sporadic over the last 2 or 3 months, but those from the fire department who are participating, I think we're actively engaged, and I think we're all moving in the same direction at this point. It's a matter of working through details and trying to get to the end process, which is probably going to take a little longer than maybe some of us envision, but I think we're making good progress. Anything you care?
Good. So y'all satisfied with what you're doing so far, right?
Yeah, I am. Like I said, you could always hope that maybe it would move a little faster, but these things take time. And I think as long as everybody's working off the same page, and then we'll continue to make progress.
Very good. You okay, Buck?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, let's go to manager report, Rodney.
All right, Mr. Mayor, Town Council, you have your Garner info in front of you in yellow. So if you have any questions, also the finance report and the building and permit report and the back of the agenda packet and a couple of other announcements. In front of you, you have a form for conflict of interest that will need to be filled out. So if you could return those to the clerk, we would appreciate it. And then also there was a request for a draft phone directory, and you have that in front of you. It has some green highlights on it, and it is a draft, so we'll look over it and just make sure that suits your needs, and we can make any changes to it if we need to. A couple of events coming up here in the near future. The Mayor's Association Dinner. You know the date on that?
17th.
8th. 17th, and so if anyone would like to attend that, please let the clerk know. And then on December 14th, there'll be a jazz dinner show at the GPAC featuring the John Brown Quartet. Still some tickets available if you'd like to attend that. And then in front of you, you have a VIP parking pass and some other items related to the Christmas tree lighting and also the parade. And I think there will be a float this year, so you may need to let clerk know if you plan to ride the float, the town float. Just as a reminder, our offices will be closed on Thursday and Friday in recognition of the Thanksgiving holiday. And also received an invitation through Joe Stallings, Economic Development Director, on the NAI Triangle Commercial Real Estate Conference. I think several of us have attended that in the past, and it's given a really good snapshot of how commercial real estate's doing in the area. So that is going to be on Thursday, January the 17th. So if you have some interest in that, I have a card here that has some details on it, but we can get you signed up to attend that conference also. And then lastly, the pop-up market that's scheduled for this weekend is going to be canceled due to the forecast of bad weather and rain. John, is that the last one for the season? That would have
it is
been the last one for the season. So that's going to conclude the pop-up markets for this season. And I imagine they'll be brought back when next season in the spring or whenever weather is much better, we hope. So, and that's all the reports I have. If there's any questions, let me know.
Okay, Mr. Attorney, you've got several issues.
All right, Mr. Mayor, if there's nothing else, I'll go ahead and recite what has been suggested as the motions for closed sessions. Pursuant to NCGS Section 143.318.11A5, discuss possible real estate acquisition. The town's negotiating position regarding such real estate located at 0 Buffalo Road, which is out of 1316 Buffalo Road. Also, 1607-613 East Garner Road. Pursuant to General Statutes NCGS 143.318.11A6, to discuss personnel matter, and 11A3, to consult with town attorney regarding litigation.
Okay, counsel. Let's talk with Mr. Kennedy.
All righty. Thank you, Mayor. Stella, to you, staff, and everyone that was responsible for putting together the directory, thank you very much. That will save me a lot of time. And not that I make a lot of calls, but trying to get a live voice and it, you go through the tree. I feel like I get my knees skinned with the bark every time. Rodney, I got a note from someone from Historic Preservation that said that you had a good meeting with some of the folks, and maybe you had already reported that. Are you seeing anything that's going to shake us up, scare us about any surprises that you've foreseen about moving the depot and getting it planning and getting back a budget for that?
Yeah, I sent the update through email. You probably hadn't had a chance to read that yet, but I don't know about any huge surprises. We had a really good meeting, got a good understanding of what their expectations were and some of the things that they would like to see with the depot moving. Of course, you know, their ultimate goal is to see it move to the Pearl Street lot. Also, were some other things like they'd like to see the caboose. You know what the potential is to have the caboose move there. And then some other things with the site plan that they inquired about. And they realized that some of these things may not happen initially, but they could be maybe part of a latter phase. But the goal is now to get the actual building moved. You know, we talked about the repair and some of the timing on that. The repairs for the vehicle accident has been repaired. Should be pretty much complete. I think the contractor was out there again today, but should be close to being complete. And question about, you know, the siding and the condition of the siding overall and how much of that might need to be changed out. So we've been looking at that. And then staff, has met and looked at what our regulations would be and some of the things that are going to come into play as far as ADA and the building egress, entrance, and those type of things. But for the most part, we had a really good meeting. The plan is for staff after meeting and then some of us going out to site, we're going to put together a site plan. We're going to be doing that in-house, so Mr. Triesenberg will be providing that. And then the plan is for our internal staff team is going to meet with the entire Garner Area Historical Society, and we'll go through all the different requests they had and what some of the regulations may be and what might be some other stipulations. And then from there, we'll try to formulate some type of cost estimate. So we'll can report that back to the council. One question they did have was there was a question about having a resolution. I know the council had supported moving the depot depending on what, you know, I think you wanted to know what some of the costs were before fully committing, but you did approve to go ahead and move in that direction and explore that. And then also you supported the idea of working with the Garner Area Historic Society on into the future to run the depot as a museum and to preserve Garner's history and to run some programming through that. So I'll need some direction on when you'd like to see that resolution and, you know, like what type of language to put in there. And, I can formulate that and work with Bill on putting that together whenever.
Well, just a little bit of clarification.
I would like to see the resolution done as quickly as possible. I know there are details to be worked out, but I don't believe we have to have all the answers to all the details to have a resolution on record that, yes, we are supporting moving the depot.
What we had originally recommended, or what I recommended, is to support the relocation of the depot in principle, one is to relocate it to the to Pearl Street location, Pearl and Main, and two is to support that movement in terms of finances to get it relocated, subject to getting a complete estimate. And so the two things were was one, approving of the site and approving of a budget, yet be approve the move in principle, but with the second and major provision that we know what the costs are going to be. Now, I don't think the discussion took it beyond getting it relocated and on site, and I think it was the intent then is once we got it set up that it was going to be primarily the responsibility of the Historic Preservation Association to provide for the ongoing operation of it. If we've got any different thoughts about that, I think that's going to bear some discussion. I'm not necessarily against it, but I think that needs to be well defined if we're going beyond getting moved and paying for the moving.
Well, I'm fine with what Mr. Kennedy has asked about. I certainly understood that. I just don't see that interferes with forming a resolution at the outset.
I don't either.
Okay, that's fine. And I think part of the question was the resolution going to say the council fully supports moving it or the council fully supports it depending or based on costs and... But
subject to approval of the budget. I think we said clearly then is that we're not going to approve it and you start moving and with no budget.
Right. Okay.
But we need to know what we're going to, how much we're in for. That's it. But we can adopt a resolution. There's plenty of them adopted. Subject to, we need to let them know formally that we are for moving it to that location. Once we get that budget and we hash that out, then we'll move.
And I'm fine with that. I'm just clarifying because I think there might have been some confusion by some of the members as to how strong that language was going to be in there. But
is that inconsistent?
Yeah, it's not that process. I just think it's important that we get that resolution on record.
I don't have a bit of problem with that. It's almost like the MOU.
Yes.
That's what we fully intend to do. Just get us a... Boy, I should have never added that. Last thing. During the course of some discussion on the water and sewer allocation policy, it came to our attention, some new numbers have been brought to our attention regarding the ratio of our tax base of residential versus commercial. Ronnie, you, Jackie, and Gray are, go back to the time when it was 80-20, and you established a goal 20, 25 years ago to move it to get it to 60-40. And you achieved that, and then it settled on 60-40, hovered around that for a number of years, and with some of the recent activity, and I learned today that apartments are under commercial, and with the influx of apartments, that's helped load the commercial side and our new ratio. Joe, what is our new ratio? Can you tell us? Say it a little louder. 53 residential, 47 commercial. That's a
very good progress.
And that doesn't include, that was as of January 1st of this of 2018. So it doesn't include Amazon. If everything else held tight and you just added Amazon to it, it would make it come out an even 50-50. So the numbers are going in the right direction. That's all I have.
Great.
Also, an interesting number is per square foot in Wake County, the most valuable real estate or the most valuable property per square foot was apartments. Building, correct? In Wake County, the most valuable real estate per square foot is apartment buildings. So it's one of the hymns and halls about what they bring to a community. They're the most valuable per square foot real estate in Wake County. People need to realize that. Question, and this is not the first time this has been brought up, and it's a concern. I talked to another resident of Van Story Hills last week who mentioned this to me before, is the intersection of Hearth and Timber, and just a concern about in the morning when you're trying to get out and you look east, the sun's coming up directly down Timber Drive and it's blinding, and in the afternoon, if you're trying to head west on Timber out of Hearth, with the guardrail that's located, which has created some vision issues, and also the sun setting again. I don't know if there's anything, and if there's anything that can be done other than you close the median, make them take a right, go down, and then, you know, turn around. I don't know if there's any data, any crash data from that intersection. I know what, a year or two ago, we had one of the school crossing guards got hit, and the cause of the accident was being blinded to the site. A sight issue, I believe, from being the sun blindness. So I didn't know. I told him I would bring it up again, as we've talked about it before. I reckon I told him, unfortunately, until there's a bad accident there, a serious accident, they probably wouldn't get their attention. I hate to say that, I hate to tell you this, but until something horrible happens, it won't generate enough data for someone to look at and say, what are you going to do here? And I think that's about true. Is that not correct? Because the only thing I can think of is make everyone go out of there, head east, and go down and do a U-turn to make it safe. I mean, because it crossed over five lanes. So I just wanted to bring it up again. I think it's come before this council before from me and others. And so noted, that is an issue. You know, if you were driven on there, especially in the morning, if you get down Timber, it's challenging. It comes right up on our street the same way, right? If you drive down my cul-de-sac, facing the exact same way the east. So I just wanted to bring it before us. Like we bring the Wilbur Bridge issue back up. It's just one of those things that, again, I'm afraid until there's a tragic accident there, they won't consider making any changes to that intersection. So fall forward, move forward. Also, one other thing that at the Public Works Committee meeting today, staff, Tony and Jonathan Hamm, I bet, is that they've got the design folks selected for the stormwater infrastructure projects, and they'll start defining the scope, and they'll start working on that next year. It might take 6 to 8 months to design those proposed stormwater improvement projects. Sometime, maybe this time next year, we'll have some firm numbers. Just want to report that also. That's all, Mr. Mayor.
Kathy.
Yes, sir. I still have an abundance of tickets for the Woman's Club Christmas Tour Homes, December 2nd. They are $15 each or two for $25, and the money is goes to scholarships for people graduating from Garner area schools.
I'll just mention a couple things that I think relate to our Parks and Rec department. I wasn't in town when it happened. Maybe we've mentioned it, but understand the trick-or-treat trails, I believe, was another success again this year, enjoyed by all who participated in that. And also, our first performance in the Broadway series was held this past Saturday. David Burnham was here. Wowed the crowd, and so commend Debbie for and others who were involved with that Broadway series. It's been well received in our town, I think. So I was going to make the observation that even though we may not yet have our rec center available and functioning, there are some other good things that are going on in the Parks and Recreation Department, and those two items are just some examples of that. So you're doing a good job. With that, Mr. Mayor, I'll stop.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to go to closed session.
So moved according to the citation cited by the attorney.
Okay. Motion made, second, closed discussion. All in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Session.
Please contact. All right, you ready to go?
Yeah, I've got it.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're back in regular session. Mr. Sinker.
Yes, Council discussed several items, including potential land acquisition and a personnel matter. One item that we need to adopt is a resolution number 2018-2362, a resolution of intent to acquire land needed for development of the proposed Buffalo Road Greenway project by negotiated purchase, if possible, or by eminent domain. I put that resolution 2018-2362 in the form of a motion to approve.
I'll second it, Mr. Mayor.
Close discussion. All in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Move, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Very good. Okay.